I'm Philip Beadle. I've been working with Holochain since for about 3 years now. So pretty excited that it's all coming to fruition. And over those last few years, I've spent most of my time working in the app developer space on how to actually build applications for Holochain. And I've spent quite a bit of time turning my brain from a centralized programmer to a distributed programmer, which takes a while. And I've also been doing the same thing quite a lot. And there's building any application, you know, when you start, it's quite difficult if you have to start from scratch, you know, blank piece of paper, very difficult. And then if you go and try and build your own custom bespoke things, you know, it's hard to get support and that sort of thing. So what I wanted to do here was use existing technology like the Vue CLI service and their presets and plugins approach, which is awesome, to be able to make it much more productive for people, especially people who don't really get into like programming that much and they just want to like build an application. They're not really that into the code, but they want to be able to create an experience for themselves. So what I'm going to show you here is actually a Vuetify and Holochain application that I built to build other applications. So it's called Builder. So let's go and build something, shall we? We go here to new Holochain app. And what this gives you is like a shop or a, you know, like a library or, you know, store, whatever you want to call it, of different applications. And here we've got some different categories. So I've got this basic one here. I go to profile sites. So I've got a couple more here. So let's say I wanted to build a professional profile site for somebody. I could click on this one and have a read. You can see that there's some nice screenshots. Shows you what you would get if you use this template as a starting point. Bit of a discussion, a bit of a description about the actual product. Down the bottom here, it's going to be actual reviews of the actual product. And a very important thing that we learned on the .NET Nick project that I was part of for quite some time is that you really need to be able to explain to people and give them confidence in their developers that they're buying things from, that, you know, this is not some person who just built something and then they disappear and you never get any support. So very important here. Right, so let's go back to the shop again. And what we're going to do is go back to this basic one, which is called Simple. And this is a very, very simple Holochain application. Has a very simple entry that we put in there and it just does create rate update. No permissions or, you know, personal data management, that sort of thing around. And so I'm going to call it FOSDEM because that's this demo for, and we'll hit install. Now what this is doing is you'll see here that this is the exact same output that if you ran this preset in a normal command line, this is exactly your experience. So more advanced developers who are comfortable with, you know, Visual Studio Code and a command line can use exactly the same approach that I've used here and these same presets in a way that they're comfortable, which means that you're not tied into how I've built this builder to use it. Anybody can build it. And also you'll see later on that if you edit things with Visual Studio Code, you can actually get those files back into Builder as well, because Builder is a file editor. The way this works is this front-end browser is talking via a WebSocket to a Node server, which is doing all the file writing. So it's done. Right? So create application finished. So let's have a look and see what we got. Here you can see all the files that were just installed from the plugin, the Holochain CLI plugin that I used in the preset. And on the right here, I've got Code Mirror configured for the different file types, so Markdown, you know, JSON files and JavaScript, etc. And you'll see that the main parts of the application are a front end. And this has views, like a homepage. And when we go to the things, it's got a store because we're using the Vuex central state management. And here you can see that very typical stuff, you know, going to initialize the store. One thing that I have done is use Dexy to wrap the IndexedDB in the browsers so that we can store information in the browser, which gives a nice, fast, responsive experience to the people that are using your app. And it does the stale while we revalidate pattern. So you'll instantly get back what's in the IndexedDB, and then when Holochain updates, the information that gets updated. We're using routing as well. So here are the routes for the application. When we go to things, we'll get to see the actual view things. And there's also some public routes as well. And you'll see that in both the store and the routes, we have literally the same index file. And what this is doing is it'll say, if you drop another file into here called mynewapp.store.js, this will automatically get registered and you don't have to write any code, which means that you can add things in much easier. All right, so that's your app, the front end. Now, the back end for Holochain, we use what we call biomimicry as a way to describe things because we figured that the nature is pretty good at running a decentralized system. And so we followed the same ideas, which is why we have DNA for our applications. We have zomes, which is short for chromosomes, for the individual pieces. And then you'll see later on that we have cells and other words in that area. But this is our DNA. And you can think of this lib file as essentially like your API, exposed API, that you can call these functions from your down the WebSocket to Holochain. And so you can see here, I can do things like create a thing, I can delete it, and I can list it. And if we go and look at and see what a thing is, it's here. So this is the distinction between thing entry and thing is that thing entry is the actual piece of data or information that is going to be stored in Holochain as an entry. And thing is that exact same thing, but also with the entry hash. Now the entry hash is the content addressable system address of the entry. So I can use that address to call back the entry later on if I want to update it or delete it. We also have tests that are set up for this. So on the thing, you can see here that we're using our own testing framework called Triorama. And what this does is this will automatically install the DNA for you into a Triorama conductor, which is what we call the running instance of Holochain, because it does all the orchestration of agents and applications and gossip and all that kind of stuff. And then we spawn players with this config, and then you can install the apps onto your player or your agent. And then once you've done that, you can use the cell ID to actually call the function. So here you can see that this is the zone called simple, and the function I want to call is create thing, and we're passing in this object. So the cells there is the more biomimicry. What happens is that when you install a Holochain app, you get what's called a cell ID. And